Hello, this is the Living Well with PMDD podcast. I'm your host, Heidi Bradford, certified life coach, mom of five, and PMDD survivor. Happy to have you here. This podcast is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered health advice. Hey, welcome to our podcast today. Our topic for today is how to keep living a good life while in your bad weeks. And this came from an email I received from a woman that has PMDD. And I thought it was such a good question that I would not only address it to her, but to everyone. So today we're going to do three ways that you can keep living a good life while in your bad weeks. Before I jump into it, I also want to refer you to Episode 12 of this podcast, When Your Cycle Gets Thrown Off, because in that podcast, I talk about emergency mode and the four kind of pieces of when you realize that you might be having your PMDD symptoms, those four things to go through, those four steps to take, and I just call that E-mode or emergency mode. That can be really helpful when you're having a bad week as well and you realize that you're in your PMDD active symptoms time. But for today, these are the three ways that you can keep living a good life while in your bad weeks. The first is to know yourself and love yourself. The second is to determine, is this a thought problem or a symptom problem? And the third is to look at the opportunity or opportunities that this is giving you. So, first, to know yourself and love yourself. Knowing how you normally react to situations, how you normally feel in your body, that is so helpful in your bad weeks because you can tell that, oh, this is different from my normal self. This is my PMDD self, or this is my normal self. I am overreacting versus this is how I normally react. I am yelling a lot more, or I am trying to make decisions that do not need to be made. That's one indicator for me. Or I'm rethinking a lot of things that I don't need to rethink. They're working fine. So I think this might be my PMDD, not just my normal self. That's kind of the knowing yourself. And then loving yourself is you have learned so much about yourself at this point. I'm just saying, I hope you have. Like, I'm not saying just through my podcast, but just you're over your lifetime, whether you're 15 years old or you're 45 years old, hopefully at this point, you see enough good in yourself and who you are trying to be or who you've created yourself to be that you love yourself. Now, maybe you don't love everything about you, which honestly, if you loved everything about you, you probably are not healthy mentally. So it's normal and good if you don't love everything about you, but there needs to be some things that you absolutely love about yourself that in your bad weeks, you can refer to those and think about those. And that will help you get through. Maybe it's your ability to craft and create. Maybe it's your ability to problem solve. Maybe it's your ability to be very logical in your planning of events. Whatever it is, think about those in your bad weeks. Think about, I am pretty dang incredible. Let yourself remember those things. Are you incredible on the piano? Are you an amazing composer? Are you a great teacher? Are you a pretty awesome businesswoman? whatever it is, think about that. Are you an amazing mom? Do your kids feel the love that you have for them? Or is it that you care for them so greatly that they have all that they need? Whatever it is. Okay, so that's number one, know yourself and love yourself. And I guess I would add, refer to the good things about yourself, the things you love about yourself in your bad weeks. Second, is this a thought problem or a symptom problem? Now, I have looked at this in my personal life, but I will say I've looked at this a lot more from a business perspective, where I ask the question, is this a math problem or a thought problem? And in business, I'll just give you an example. My mind will tell me, or my brain will tell me, you are not making enough money to make your time and energy worth it for my coaching business specifically. And then I counter, now wait a second, is that true? And that may end up being a thought problem, or as I look at the numbers, okay, I brought in this much this month, I brought in this much last month, over the last 6 months, I brought in this much money, and this much money has actually gone out. Yeah, you know, I think really, I haven't really brought in enough money to make it worth my time and energy. But do you see how I stopped and evaluated? And that's what I would encourage you to do during your bad weeks. And even honestly, this is helpful at any time. But specifically in your bad weeks, let's say, I want to give you a specific example. So circumstances, I'm having book club at my house. Now, for me personally, this is not a stressful thing. I actually hosted book club 2 days ago at my house. And the biggest stressor around it is, can I have the living room clean? If I can have that, I'm golden. Like, that's the only thing that might kind of bother me, or that might be something that I'm like, okay, I really want to get this done. But for you, if book club is stressful in that way, to a degree that's really adds a lot of stress to you, or maybe because hosting book club at your house means not only do you have to have that room clean, but you need to have your kids entertained or already in bed, or you need to have your husband willing to take them somewhere, or you need to have a dessert or some sort of snack. And all of the things that equal hosting book club at your house is stressful, then during your bad weeks, this could be tricky, right? So the circumstance, I'm hosting book club at my house during one of my bad weeks. Then a thought that might come to you is, this is a terrible thing. This is terrible timing. Then some feelings you might have from that are, you might feel yucky, you might feel unsettled, you might feel scared, which really is fear-based. All of those are kind of fear-based. Then from there, let's say you're feeling unsettled about having the book club at your house because you think it's terrible timing. The actions you take are avoiding preparing for it, avoiding thinking about it. You might not remind anyone to come. You might cancel, but from this place of feeling unsettled, you're going to cancel without explanation, right? Then the results that will happen, well, I'll say a result that's happened is your book club will be terrible if you just proceed from this kind of mindset. And other results that will make it terrible are, no one comes. That doesn't feel great, right? You're the host and nobody shows up. Or It may even lead you to feel guilty, like, oh, I didn't remind people. That's why they didn't show up, or whatever it is. Or it might be terrible because people do show up and you're not your best self. You're awkward, or you cut people off when they're talking too long because your patience is low. So that's an example. Please feel free to substitute something else. Family vacation while I'm in my active PMDD symptoms. I'm hosting my in-laws. I'm hosting my parents. I'm hosting the family reunion, or I'm attending the family reunion. Whatever it is that adds a lot of stress to you during your bad weeks could be the circumstance during your PMDD symptoms being active. Now, how you can determine if this is a thought problem or a symptom problem is when the thought comes, this is terrible timing. The next thing you ask yourself is why. And the answer to that why is going to determine if you address it as a thought problem or if you address it as a symptom problem. So let's say my why this is terrible timing is because my symptoms are active. I'm not going to be feeling well. Then you feel yucky, unsettled, scared. Generally, that answer, because my symptoms are active, I kind of feel like is a thought problem. Okay. And we're going to approach it differently if it's a thought problem versus a symptom problem. Let's say, though, your answer to this is terrible timing, why, is because my cramps will be so bad because I'll need to be in bed sleeping. My body will just need that extra energy, or I won't be able to think straight. I will be impatient. Then we might have a symptom problem. And from that place, I would encourage you to decide what comes next and be a lot more open to rescheduling it, asking someone else to host this month, and reevaluating if you are even want to be in charge, right? So symptoms are a real thing, and we need to address them kind of like we would in a business in terms of math. Oh, I am not making the money that I need to make it be worth it. Therefore, I'm actually going to make a change. In this case, my symptoms being active, it is terrible timing, literally, because of my cramps, because I will need extra sleep, because I will be incredibly insensitive, or I will be incredibly sensitive, and therefore I might say things I don't want to say, and I'd rather not put myself in that position. Now, going back to if this is a thought problem, if you feel like, I think it's just how I'm thinking about it, that because my symptoms are active, therefore this is terrible timing. Let's look at it in different ways. How is it actually good? How could this be a good thing with your symptoms being active? This really leads to number three, which is looking for the opportunities that are here because you're in a bad week. Some of the opportunities that you can look at from this being a thought problem, or just you're in a bad week and you still want to go through with this thing you have planned or whatever it is, an opportunity that this presents to you is practicing patience. Practicing closing your mouth instead of letting that negative comment fly out. Practicing closing your mouth when you want to argue a point. If you're in book club and somebody says, well, I really think that the way the author put these characters in this situation brought this out. Closing your mouth when your immediate response is going to be, that's stupid, or I disagree. Maybe you wait a few minutes and decide, how could I rephrase it? Or, that's interesting that she thought that. I thought this, and just presenting your thought about it. Another opportunity that it presents itself is to eating less sugar. I do not understand the correlation necessarily, but I'm sure if you've experienced PMS, you tend to want to eat more sugar, more chocolate, these things. And so the opportunity that is there is practicing eating less. I read something about that the more chocolate you have, it actually makes your cramps worse. So this is also an opportunity to remind yourself that we'll be in less pain if we forego the other half of the donut or only eating a fourth of the candy bar instead of the whole thing, especially if you're having one of those delicious symphony bars with the almond and toffee. That's one of my favorites. But don't have the whole thing. Or maybe you grab a dark chocolate bar instead for that time specifically, because you can have more of it without it having the negative effects that just the regular candy bars tend to have, the processed sugar effects. Okay, other opportunities that come because you're in a bad week are asking for help, are being uncomfortable with having to deal with your PMDD symptoms, whether that's canceling and you really don't like canceling things, whether it's rescheduling and you'd rather not, whether it's napping when you would rather be getting things done. Those can feel uncomfortable. Practicing discomfort can lead to so many blessings in your life. You will do so many more things because you are comfortable with being uncomfortable. That's an opportunity for you. Take it. Run with it. Maybe the opportunity is reminding yourself that you can do it. You can enjoy this vacation even when your symptoms are active. Almost a little bit like a challenge. Okay, how can I enjoy this? Yes, I'm having all these negative thoughts. Yes, I'm wanting to eat everything that's sugar in sight. I'm not wanting to be smart about my eating. And also, an opportunity that arises in those bad weeks is being in the moment. We live our life so planned. We do this, and then we do this, and then we do this, and we're so used to our routines that, quite frankly, your PMDD symptoms are going to make that challenging. And how can that be a blessing? How can that be an opportunity? Because you can live more in the moment. When you are at the family reunion, and you can tell I've made a few snide remarks, maybe I will remove myself. I think I might need a nap right now. Take that opportunity to go and give your body that rest, to take that reset opportunity. But maybe you're down at the lake and it is a gorgeous day and you're still kind of feeling yucky because your PMDD symptoms are active. You still kind of want to bite people's heads off or whatever, however it manifests for you, right? Stop. Look at the sky. What do the clouds look like? What color of blue is that? Maybe volunteer to be the next one to go water skiing. Get yourself out on that lake where you can enjoy the wind just blowing your hair and having no other responsibility except getting up on those skis for as long as you can. Just in closing, how to keep living a good life in your bad weeks. It's so true. This person that sent this in, she says, life keeps going no matter what week it is. So how do I cope with these tricky things? For her, that's extended family visits, vacations, hosting lots of people at her house. She says, ideally, I would never plan for those weeks, but somehow they end up happening at the worst time. please apply some of these things. And one of the things that I hope will come from this is that this will not always be the worst time. If you have these tools of knowing yourself, of loving yourself, of determining, is this a thought problem? Is it a symptom problem? And then going from there, finding opportunities that are here because it is your bad week, finding out how this is not the worst time, maybe not going all the way to how this is your the best time. We don't need to go to extremes, right? From the worst to the best, but how is it okay? How will I make it okay? Will I ask for help? Will I reschedule it? Will I be in the moment and really enjoy the feeling of peace that comes from sitting here, being surrounded by people that love me, even when I don't feel like a part of this group? Whatever it is. Okay, have a great week, and I will talk to you next Monday. Thanks so much for listening to the Living Well with PMDD podcast. If this episode was insightful, please add a 5-star review and tell a friend about the podcast. Until next time, keep hoping, keep loving, and remember that you are not alone.